Do you pass a medical check before flight?
Yeah, of course, we passing medical check regular, usually.
And before each flight?
Before each flight we have to pass medical, yes.
And in what case can the doctor suspend you from the flight?
Suspend us from the flight, it's if I'm not ready for flight and if I don't have enough time rest for rest, yes, and if I have some problem with health, yeah, especially with heat, he can do some cardiological check for me, yes.
And so you told me that the doctor can suspend you from the flight if you are not ready. What do you mean by saying you are not ready?
Not ready, it means if I'm coming and I'm... Okay, it's when I was young as a pilot, so I sometimes afraid the doctor. Due to I have some noise stabilize my health, so, and if I'm afraid of the doctor, and so I have to think about the doctor, and sometimes it's no ready for flights due to I don't have the enough time for rest. It's if I came yesterday at 8 o'clock, it's not possible to go today. At, okay, if I don't have for rest. Less than 1-2 hours, 12 hours.
Okay. And what kind of medical problems are most common among passengers during the flight?
During the flight, it's when more common heart attack, I think. It's if the passenger have before heart attack, it's when after coming up at flight level, for example, 10,000 meters, it's difficult to him or her with the head. And head attack, it's come very, yeah, it's come usually, yes. And of course, in turbulence, we have a problem. If we have the CV turbulence, it may cause as a broke. Someone or legs or hands, it can occur.
Mm-hmm.
In severe turbulence, it can cause for broken, yeah. So, and we have, of course, some of what's, it's when I think aviation symptom, yeah.
What is it?
You don't know? Okay, it's when you flying, it's when you have a problem aviation symptom, it means you don't good feel in the aircraft.
Uh-huh.
And due to it's on the closed closed place, so you have these problems. And of course it's on with when we change the altitude very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
If you start for descent, especially it's on make cause for these symptoms. And of course some people is afraid to fly.
Okay, are there any personnel on board the aircraft that can give first aid to the passenger?
Yes, of course, it's when we have the flight attendant who can give the first aid on the flight.
Okay, and what is the crew to do in case of a medical emergency?
Okay, you asking about the cabin crew or asking about the flight crew?
Flight crew.
Okay, flight crew. Especially we have rules, so it's recommended for us no go out from the flight cabin. From the flight cabin especially. So then we have to, in case of emergency, we have to declare emergency for ATC.
Is it necessary to declare an emergency if you have a medical emergency?
Yes, of course, I think due to it's when if you have, for example, head attack, you have to declare emergency and you have to say for the ATC, we need priority for landing.
Okay.
And you have to land at the nearest suitable airports, of course.
Okay. What contagious diseases have affected Southeast Asia countries some years ago?
I'm asking about the diseases.
Diseases.
Yeah, it means in the south.
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. Diseases.
Diseases.
Okay, it's South Asia. I don't know exactly, but with the medical, it's you see before you saw before, but I think it may be cause. Okay, it's maybe what kind of maybe malaria, I think.
And why is quarantine imposed sometimes?
Quarantine imposed. Due to it's when it's when prepare for you for some diseases. So it's when just I think.
What does the quarantine mean?
Quarantine. Quarantine. Okay, it's when means I think before you are going for some countries. You have to pass the. Will be prepared for this health, and it means vaccine, some like that.